Chris Perillo Show's coverage of CES 2007 was made possible by AMD, makers of the new QuadFX platform, processors designed to deliver the ultimate megatasking experience for PC enthusiasts. Unleash your inner geek with AMD.
So I'm here with Joel Sider from Microsoft on the home server. Now, is it called the Microsoft Home Server? Is that the actual title?
It's actually called Windows Home Server.
So one of the things I guess I was curious about, so obviously HP is sort of your launch partner. So can you sort of give us some of the generalities of when it's coming and who's going to be delivering it?
Sure. So yeah, HP is our launch partner, and Bill Gates introduced their MediaSmart server hardware in his keynote on Sunday night here at CES. And they are targeting the kind of the fall time frame for availability. They're not disclosing price right now. But in general, we anticipate that the price will be somewhat analogous to the cost of a low-end PC.
In terms of the functionality, can you fill us in on, I guess, on some of the highlights of the functionality, how it works with Vista? You know, will it work in an XP, you know, a heterogeneous environment, things like that?
Sure. So it is actually it's based on Windows Server 2003 technology. So this is, you know, the corporate server technology, and then we've on top of that put together some great consumer oriented user interface. So you know, kind of the core areas of functionality are one, really easy backup, and more importantly, really easy restore of all the PCs in your home. And this is aimed at your households that have more than one PC, and of course have a broadband connection. In the U.S., that's about 15 million homes. Worldwide, somewhere around 40 million. So in addition to really easy backup, really easy restore, you're looking at a central storage resource for the whole family. So using the shared folders setup that we're all familiar with using Windows, the whole family will now have a shared folder setup that everyone can store to and save to and pull from. And the great thing is, again, that it's being backed up. And then the, kind of the third area, the third scenario, is being able to get to your digital content, accessing your photos, your media, your music, etc., from outside the home. So when you set up Home Server, you actually get a free internet address using Windows Live domain services, meaning that now, outside of the home, using an internet-connected PC, the family will be able to get to all those files that are on Home Server at home there. In fact, you'll be able to use your PCs remotely. As long as the PC is there on, you'll be able to actually do remote desktop, as they say.
So for people that are familiar with NAS or the Mira solution from Seagate, how is this different or how is it the same?
Sure. So yeah, I mean, there are people out there who have home NAS now. There's people that are doing home networking. So I think, you know, number one, we want to make it really, really easy. So in terms of setting up Home Server, it's two plugs, one into the wall for your power, one into your existing broadband router. Home Server's on the network. And then it's dropping some software into each of your client PCs, and they're being backed up automatically.
Is it wired only or wireless as well?
So you're doing a hard wire connection to your router from Home Server. Certainly, if you have Wi-Fi in your home, you can save to and pull from Home Server from your client PCs, no problem.
But the server must be wired.
Yes, we want that hard wire connection there.
I was wondering specifically, so I have a NAS product, and I seem to be, the way I use it, you know, is I put all of my music up there and I tend to, you know, point the Windows Media Player client at it, and it tends to cause a lot of pain. I mean, from a performance point of view, I mean, Windows Media Player, you know, loading up, I think of about 10,000 songs, you know, there's lots of performance issues. I guess I'm assuming that the type of thing that I want to do, you know, putting all my media up there and then having the clients access it, whether that's a PC or whether that's an Xbox 360. I mean, have you guys done a lot of, you know, kind of optimization to make that whole scenario better? And specifically, what kind of differences would we see between Windows XP and Vista? I mean, because Vista has a reworked networking stack from what I understand. So is this going to be better with Vista?
Well, we think this is going to be a great solution for Vista customers, especially as they're using Vista to go out there and find and create and enjoy new types of media. So it is going to be a great Vista solution. There are a couple things that are specifically lighting up when you have Vista. For example, being able to centrally monitor the health of all your PCs, that works with Vista machines. But in terms of our testing for media streaming, so being able, you're turning on the sharing function for your multimedia and streaming that to Media Center, to Xbox, any device that supports Windows Media Connect technology, it's looking really good.
Now, I probably already know the answer to this, but I don't suppose this is also an iTunes server.
Certainly, this is going to be a great storage resource for iTunes. And actually, HP is doing some things specifically for iTunes with their Media Smart server.
Okay, so then HP could potentially make it, because there's an iTunes server, it's like sort of a UPnP thing, but it specifically, it kind of only shows up among iTunes, so HP could potentially be adding that in themselves.
You know, so this is Windows Server, so, you know, this is an application platform, really.
Right.
So ultimately, down the road, we envision some really interesting third-party software applications to emerge. They could be web services that involve, you know, services in the cloud, as they say, quote-unquote, or just things like home automation. You know, home server is an always-on node that is in your house. Potentially, if some independent software vendor wanted to develop a system for how home server could manage your air conditioning and ventilation, that could be interesting. Home security, web camera applications, just things like family schedule management, just a central place where everyone can have the same schedule. So we're really excited about the possibilities for that community, for the software developer community.
Now, in terms of data integrity and security, are there baseline criteria for somebody to be able to create a Windows Home Server product, as in, is there a specific level of RAID that has to be implemented for it to be a home server product? Things that make sure that my data is not going to get lost if I buy one of these things.
Right. So, I mean, your dad and families in general are kind of our focus here. So making it really simple is priority one for us. You mentioned RAID, and actually Home Server does not use RAID, but we like to say that it's, you get the benefits of RAID without the complexity of RAID. So you are able to replicate across drives. HP's box is going to have two drives, I believe. Other models from other makers might have more. But you are going to be able to enable, and in fact, out of the box, you'll have replication across drives. So you're, in a sense, backing up the backup.
So if one hard drive.
So you get mirroring, but you don't get like the redundancy of like a Stripe set that if you lose one drive, the entire Stripe set isn't taken down.
Right. I mean, you're doing it at a file level. So you're basically, as a default, all your files are being replicated. If you decide that some files aren't necessary to replicate, you can disable that replication. But again, you know, the goal is to make sure that the backup is being backed up as long as you have more than one drive.
So this is basically, this is essentially the Windows, what's it called, Dynamic Disk, I think, in NXP. Is that the same, does that name ring a bell? It's called Dynamic Disk. So is that based on the same technology?
This is actually new technology. So, you know, there's a whole engineering and development organization around this. It's actually from the same group that developed Small Business Server. So taking, you know, kind of that heavy-duty IT server technology and catering it to a specific market, in this case, the home and the family.
One of the questions that we actually heard some other people on the floor asking, what kind of limitations are there around the number of clients? I mean, obviously the average home, maybe high-end home that would buy something like this might have 2, 3, 4, but, you know, does it support 10, 15? Like, what are the scenarios you guys seeing? And are there any actual limits other than what would be normally like on a performance level from a network?
10 is going to be the licensing situation. Yeah, so up to 10 PCs, which based on our research is well beyond the average. Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, specifically with the remote desktop protocol, I heard someone mention something akin to, you know, you're here and you can essentially connect to your home server and then initiate an RDP session, like a remote desktop session with one of your PCs. Is that actually a feature? Did I understand that correctly? And are there any limitations around the number of remote desktop client sessions that can be supported on the actual server?
Yeah, you are, through that web address that we allow you to set up, you are able to either go to files, so upload and download files, or you can use an actual PC. So again, as long as that PC is on. As far as you know, what the performance indications would be for how many simultaneous sessions you have, I guess it's just going to be dictated by the bandwidth that you're on. I don't have any specific, you know, metrics around that.
How about like for Windows Mobile? Like, let's say I take a photo with my camera phone and I want to back it up to my house. Is there any contingency for that?
You're going to do that through a PC now. You know, it's really interesting to think about the future where, you know, through again Windows Mobile or other handheld devices, you're going direct to home server. But for now, you're gonna go through your PC in that way.
We asked about the kind of the what's needed to qualify for this product. Are there any other baseline requirements? Like, can you give us any information about the type of you know, CPU or RAM or anything like that the HP product has, or sort of your baseline requirements for getting the certification to become this product?
Sure, yeah, and again, you know, most consumers aren't going to have to worry about that because they're buying the hardware off the shelf. Pretty light, though. This is a headless device. There's no monitor, there's no keyboard, there's no video card. Windows Server is pretty lean and mean in that sense, so not a real heavy-duty requirement. Certainly, you know, a gig of RAM is going to do fine. The HP box is run on an AMD Semperon chip, you know, so it's pretty light. And again, you know, we're looking at ways to maybe equip system builders who want to do kind of smaller targeted niche products or do-it-yourselfers, and we'll provide more guidance around that as we move forward.
Another question related to the hardware and the performance. With most NAS drives, they have very slow CPUs, and they it tends to be a very slow user experience. So it sounds like if this is coming with a Semperon chip and a gig of RAM, the responsiveness of the unit as you're browsing the file share and kind of doing things, are you guys seeing this being a much better kind of overall experience as to compare to other products on the market today?
We do. We think it's going to be a great experience. You know, and I don't want to speak for HP. So as far as their specific specs for the MediaSmart server, we can look that up and share that with you. But yeah, in general, I mean, we're looking for a really seamless experience, making it really easy and satisfactory for your family.
Another question about the remote desktop, since I think that's an interesting thing. Are there any limits in terms of the number of clients that could connect through? So, I mean, obviously, an XP or a Vista machine can only support, you know, one remote desktop session. But let's say you had a household with four computers and all four people were away and all four people wanted to go back through the home server to do RDP. Are there any limits in terms of how that scenario would function?
We don't limit it in terms of how many. Again, I think it's primarily going to be subject to the bandwidth that you're on from that remote PC. I was just going to say, so also here at CES, you know, obviously HP is showing off the MediaSmart server. That's a product that customers are going to buy. AMD, Inventec, and Quanta are also demonstrating what we're calling reference designs, which are hardware that will hopefully kind of inspire and stimulate thinking among the hardware community for future products as well. So we're already seeing a lot of activity among OEMs and what we call ODMs, device manufacturers, to get new form factors.
In terms of the operating system itself, Is it stored sort of like on some sort of an embedded flash chip because it would be separate from the hard drives? Or if you lose both your hard drives somehow, does that actually essentially like negate the OS? Or are you able to sort of pop out two drives, put in two new drives if you want, and then the system will just sort of initialize? Like, where's the operating system actually stored?
Hi, I'm the product planner for Windows Home Server, Todd Hedrick. And I believe your question was, if both hard drives fail on a home server, can you recover from that situation?
Where does the server live?
So basically, the server operating system is stored on that very first hard drive, but there is server recovery capabilities to basically allow you to get if the first hard drive fails, allow you to get that hard drive back up and running, get the Windows Home Server operating system installed on it. And then if the second hard drive didn't fail, but the primary did, it will actually go and recover the data and remap your shared folders and rebuild the Windows Home Server drive extender capabilities for you. If both hard drives fail, which is a very, very, very rare addition, we encourage people to plug in a USB hard drive into one of their home PCs and make sure they have backup copies of the shared folders if they're very, very fearful of that situation happening.
The HP product, I believe it had USB ports on the back of it. So does that mean that you can plug in other external hard drives and use those in conjunction, or is the only storage what's inside the actual HP box?
That's a great point. Yeah. So in the case of the MediaSmart, there's four USBs. So with drive extender technology, which is new technology with Home Server, that means that you can add SATA drives into the bays, or you could plug in USB, and that storage pool is just going to grow.
So talking about the storage pool, you said that it didn't have RAID, and I guess I'm still trying to wrap my brain around this. So the files are essentially being written to both disks. Is that correct?
Correct. Correct. Yeah.
So then if you add USB drives externally, do those get added? Like, is it sort of like a, what is it, JBOD, like the big disk array? Or do those external drives, do those act as sort of like a third level backup? I guess I'm trying to understand, when you add storage, how does it plug it all together?
So as you add a drive, whether it's internal or external, you essentially initialize it, which is... There's no real options. It's just a wizard that tells you we're going to initialize this thing, and you better take anything that's on there now off. And it just adds to the overall pool. So it's and then it will participate in the replication.
Now, you said the overall pool. So let's say I know you can't give specs. Let's say HP ships this thing with two 500 gig drives. In sort of a standard NAS world, if you had that with RAID 1, you would have 500 gigs of storage, but you'd have sort of a backup. So in this product, is if it was 500 and 500, does that mean you'd have 500, or would you have a gig of or a terabyte of storage? I guess
if you're replicating everything, you would have a total of 500. But again, you have the option of only replicating certain folders if you wish, so you're getting more than 500 in that case.
The Chris Perillo Show's coverage of CES 2007 was made possible by AMD, makers of the new QuadFX platform, processors designed to deliver the ultimate megatasking experience for PC enthusiasts. Unleash your inner geek with AMD.